This is Chris France of Tom Tom Club, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Turn on the news replaces Donald Trump Theater at 3 p.m. Thursdays on WGXC after the inauguration. Picking up bits and pieces of the week's news and dropping them in a fictional radio network with computerized news readers, aggregated reporting, and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News every Thursday at 3 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jim McCabe of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. As of early January 7th, Columbia County recorded 4 drug overdoses in 2 days, and Greene County one. One of the overdoses were fatal. Greener Pathways Program Director Carl Quinn said in addition to the overdoses in Greene and Columbia counties, Rensselaer County had 4 to 6 overdoses during the same time period. Quinn said, and I quote, "The overdoses in Columbia and Rensselaer were all non-fatal," end quote. He added, and I quote, "We use a utility called OD Map that lets us see overdoses around the state. There was a non-fatal overdose in Schoharie and one in Montgomery. It seems to be affecting the whole Capital Region area," end quote. In Columbia County, Quinn said one of the overdoses was in the eastern part of the county, one in the Hudson area, and one in the northern part of the county. He said widespread overdoses like these can be an indicator that a drug supply has been contaminated with a high quality of fentanyl. In response to the spike, the Greener Pathways Mobile Outreach RV made trips to Philmont and Hudson this week to reach out to community members. Quinn said, and I quote, "We hand out Narcan, we hand out fentanyl test strips. We're available if people who are actively using want to talk to us about getting help or just want to support people in the community who might know people who are having issues with substance use," end quote. Fentanyl test strips can be used to test for the presence of the drug, which is 100 times stronger than heroin, Quinn noted. Having a very small amount of it in a drug supply can cause a person to overdose. He said, and I quote, "We encourage people to test their drug supply and find out if it has fentanyl in it," end quote. The latest data suggests COVID-19 has accelerated the number of overdoses and overdose deaths nationwide. The CDC reports there were more than 81,000 drug overdose deaths in the 12 months ending in May 2020, the highest number of overdose deaths ever recorded in a 12-month period. To get a Narcan kit or fentanyl test strips, text Narcan kit to 2100 and a Greener Pathway peer advocate will respond. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. State Senate lawmakers January 7th united to call on congressional leaders and acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to hold President Donald Trump accountable for the violence that erupted in the U.S. Capitol this week. State Senator Liz Krueger and 35 other senators, including newly sworn Senator Michelle Henchy, sent a letter stating, and I quote, "We, the undersigned members of the New York State Senate, call on the United States Congress to hold President Donald J. Trump accountable for inciting an insurrection against the government of the United States, using all avenues available, up to and including impeachment and immediate removal from office," end quote. The letter also calls for the expulsion of any congressional members who encouraged or assisted the president's supporters that stormed the Capitol. Since the incident, lawmakers in New York on both the local level and in Congress have been calling for the president's removal from office. Lawmakers are not alone. State Attorney General Letitia James, in a statement, also called for an investigation and potential charges. James wrote, and I quote, "For months, President Trump, his family, and his associates have espoused wild conspiracy theories that led to these acts of terror and sedition, and which elected officials are sworn to defend against. I am calling on the Justice Department to immediately begin an investigation into this attempt at insurrection and to hold all those responsible for their roles in fanning the flames that led to this failed coup," end quote. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Galvin Foundation has unveiled plans for Hudson's Depot District. The $50 million proposal is projected to bring housing units, business space, and a new park to the north side of the city. Galvin spokesman Dan Kent said the foundation defines the district as the area around the intersection of 7th and State Streets west of Green Street. The construction of two new buildings will create 65 new permanent jobs and 347 construction jobs for Columbia County residents. The plan includes 138 housing units, including market-rate and affordable housing at 75 North 7th Street and 708 State Street. Both buildings will have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units with amenities and green space. 34 of the 54 affordable housing units will be for households earning between $23,000 and $42,000 a year. The other 20 affordable housing units will be designated for those making $45,000 to $65,000 per year. 84 of the units will be offered at market rate, Kent said. 9 1,000-square-feet commercial spaces will be located on the street level of both buildings. Women and minority-owned businesses will be given preference for 4 of the storefronts. A new park on the corner of State and 7th Street is also part of the plan. Future development includes the construction of 3 buildings on vacant land nearby. The $50 million price tag will be financed using both public and private funds. Kent said the goal is to complete construction on the first 2 buildings by fall of 2023. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 18. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 35 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 19. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Lojudis of Hanacroy, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Here's Joe McPhee Quartet from 1969, his album Underground Railroad, from Joe McPhee, who now lives in Poughkeepsie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Number 9, number 8, number 7, number 6, number 5, number 4, number 3, number 2, number 1. number
8.